It was the second funeral in 2 days for a member of the U.S. Postal Service. Joseph Kersean Jr. was buried in Washington, D.C. today with the city's archbishop and mayor in attendance. Kersean was a postal worker who died after inhaling anthrax bacteria apparently sent through the U.S. mail. Kersean had mentioned feeling tired and nauseated a week before his death, but even as news of contaminated letters spread, Kersean hadn't talked much about anthrax worries. NPR's Emily Harris has more.
Even neighbors who never met Joseph Kersean knew who he was. He was the president of the Homeowners Association, who jogged around delivering meeting minutes. He was the one who had pushed for a local playground, who had gotten a handsome brick sign installed displaying the name of his tidy subdivision, Cambridge Estates. Neighbor Shanti Alloway remembers the last time she heard from him was a petition to get speed bumps installed along one long straight road. Alloway's unfenced backyard joins Kersean's.
When we were throwing a party for my father, he came over and asked if he could mow his own lawn because of the noise. He didn't want to disrupt the party. But we told him he could. It's his lawn, you know. But just the thought of him asking about it was just not, it's nice enough, so.
Kersean had asthma and often wore a white surgical mask when he cut the grass. Otherwise, he was generally healthy. His wife, Celeste, said he had a complete physical just a few weeks ago. But during the last week of his life, Kersean felt like he had a cold, then like maybe he had food poisoning. He thought he hadn't microwaved some frozen turkey thoroughly enough. Longtime neighbor Tyrone Pruitt.
He basically thought he had the flu. As a matter of fact, his wife, Celeste, she said that, you know, he thought he had a cold, that he didn't want to kiss her, and he didn't want to spread the cold to her. So he never had any idea that he had anthrax.
Kersean knew postal workers could be exposed, but following officials' lead, he figured the risk was from cuts in his skin.
Just fine, you?
Less than a week before he died, Kersean stopped in this grocery store. He bought heavy latex dishwashing gloves and Band-Aids. Cashier Marcia Carter also was his next-door neighbor.
Actually, I said to him, don't bring any anthrax home. And he laughed as usual. You know, he first started in a big laugh. And I said, what's with the gloves? And he said he's buying it for a partner at work to work with him, you know, because the ones they give him at work, they're very thin, so they rip easily. He didn't look concerned, but of course he was thinking about someone.
Kersean worked nights. Some of his hours crossed with other employees confirmed to have been infected with anthrax bacteria. But so far, there's no clear common thread of shared workspace, shift, or responsibilities. Kersean's union president says he most recently worked hand-stacking letters onto a barcoding machine. But he's also handled larger envelopes, typing in each zip code, and he has experience in the government-only mail section. Tracking where he and everyone else was when anthrax tainted letters came through could be difficult. Union President Patricia Johnson says postal workers switch positions as need be.
Run out of mail, you could be sent over there to work, whatever. People move around constantly. Sometimes they have manual distribution, they might be sent over to work assisting the flats or whatever, yeah.
Johnson says sorting machines were cleaned with pressurized air all around the clock. Kersean collapsed at Mass last Saturday evening. He was sitting in the back, and Father Thomas Pollard kept on with the service. Pollard says it's not the first time someone has fainted in church. Kersean went to the hospital once, but got sent home. An ambulance took him back early Monday morning. He died 6 hours later. Neighbor Cynthia Garnett.
Joe was doing his job. He was just like all of those people in the Twin Towers. He's a victim of war. He's a victim of this new war on America.
Joseph Kersean Jr. is survived by his wife, Celeste, his parents, and two sisters. He also leaves behind postal and public health officials deeply chagrined by his death and thousands of Americans taking anti-anthrax medication. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.